Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Okay. Thank you, Rachel. My zip code is 66104, but that's why I'm calling, because I never signed up for an account.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're calling in because of a charge, I'm assuming, I'd be happy to further assist, but I do need to get information pulled up if you are calling us regarding that. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
If you could also please provide your first and last name.
Sheila Starks.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And if you could also please spell your last name.
S-T-A-R-K-S.
Okay. Thank you so much. And one moment, please. Okay, excuse me, I'm still accessing information.
That's okay.
And you did say the zip code is 66104?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, and for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
1935 North Bethany Street, Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
66104.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And I've gotten an account located. It does show your address as you verified it. It shows your first name is Sheila, but it shows a different last name. Is there another
last name? Does it say Jones?
It does show the name Jones. And what I've accessed from the system is that you're calling us about the Bites Hub Meal app, which provides a customer the recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. It's the result of the use of an Android or iPhone in completing a survey and entering a contest. It shows that the item that was offered or that was desired was the Dyson vacuum. The Bites Hub Meal app was provided, pardon me, in the terms and conditions. And that's what's the charge of $49.99. It is a monthly subscription. It helps you to count calories, among other things.
If I did that, I have no recollection of it. I really don't. I don't use my maiden name. That Jones is my maiden name. Well, that was my name before I got married. I've been married about going on 3 years now, but I don't usually use that name. And it's for a plan, and I don't know if I'm not using it if I do have it. I don't know. And I don't even have a vacuum, that type of vacuum.
Yeah, this is something that would have been offered in the contest. We don't assist with the contest, but we do assist with the meal app, which was in the terms and conditions. Normally, people remember, though, if they did participate in some type of contest by completing a survey, which is how this started. We don't initiate the survey, but that is how this started.
Okay. Well, I'd like to cancel it.
Okay. Now, are you wanting me to get you transferred over to the fraud department? If you don't remember doing it, or if you think you may have done it, maybe not, maybe mistakenly, but that is how it started. And this was done on a web page or a website.
Okay. Because I went into your website because I didn't recognize, like it's been two payments, I guess. And I didn't recognize, and I thought, well, I'm looking at it, and it's got for skin products, and I'm like, no, I don't know anything about that. But maybe I'm looking at the wrong one. I don't know.
No, ma'am, this is not for skin products. This is a meal app. If you tried to access information using the merchant name, then that can be a little bit confusing. But no, this is
okay.
A meal app. This the main website, which is probably not something that was directly accessed, is called grabbyteshub.com. So it possibly, with the survey, it could have been probably a link to the main website.
Okay. Okay. No, if I signed up for it, it was definitely by mistake, and I do not remember signing up for a meal plan. Never.
Okay. Well, not a problem. I can either assist with just following on with protocol, or I can get you transferred to the fraud department.
Okay. What is protocol? What do you mean by that?
We offer discounts and promotions here.
Okay. No, I don't want it. I don't want to continue paying $50 for something I have no idea.
Okay. So you're wanting me to get you transferred to the fraud department where they can
assist with it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And I'll just put here then what you provided to me just very briefly. Okay, so you said you did not sign up?
No, not knowingly, unless I did it and didn't know what I was doing, but no.
Okay. Excuse me, it'll be just a moment. All right, it'll take just a moment. I just have to note why I'm getting you transferred over.
Well, when I saw the first payment, I thought, well, maybe it's something I just don't remember, and I'll look it up and, you know, see. And I didn't. And then when I saw the second time, I thought, wait a minute. What is this?
Yeah, the first payment, which was January 15th, that's when it started. That's when the transaction took place.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. But that's when it took place. And let's see. All right, it'll be just another moment.
Okay.
And I need to put one more thing in here. Almost done. All right, so they'll be able to further assist you there in the fraud department. And
okay.
It's closed out here. And is there anything else I can answer for you before I get you transferred over?
No, ma'am, you've been very helpful. I appreciate you.
Okay, you are welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and please hold for the transfer.
Okay.